Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. You see him on the screen if you're subscribed to Drinking Bros podcast on YouTube. We got John Brinkus with us today, who is constantly lowering the bar for all of us, I would say. Probably. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's my new tagline.
A lot of you know John from his work in sports, working for in his production company with the Washington Wizards for fucking, what, 18 years?
90 years. Time. Yeah.
I don't know if they know me for the Wizards, but they know me.
Well, I know, but people know your production company, and they also produce Fight Science, Sports Science. Fight Science, I believe you started with Randy Couture as a fan favorite.
Yep.
Right.
Been on the show, was in Range 15.
Yeah, so you know him for all those reasons. But what you don't know about him is, as a man of science, he's very skeptical. And
yes, right.
Despite being skeptical, he is a big fan of conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And recently, the U.S. government has tried to distract us from the fact that most of our politicians are pedophiles.
Yep.
By releasing information about UFOs. I like killing pedophiles. I like UFOs. Let's do this.
You're torn right now.
I'm not. I can do both.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to get distracted. I'll kill pedophiles at night, during the day, UFOs.
Okay. Gotcha.
Or
so
vice versa.
Let's start with the biggest story here, John.
Go on.
The Pentagon said that they were going to release some potential pictures and video of what I guess would be described as a spaceship.
Well, what they said were they were vehicles not of this world,
mm-hmm.
at least according to them.
Yeah. So what does that mean? It means spaceship.
Know.
It doesn't
yes.
mean like a remote controlled car.
No.
Right?
I don't think they mean that it would like somebody from the moon took a wrong turn and drove to Earth.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's definitely a spaceship. Now, when you heard this, because of your insane amount of hours spent on a sci-fi TV.
That's right.
What's your thoughts on this?
Here are my thoughts on it. And, you know, I don't want to be a party pooper to everybody who's now freaking out, but I just find the timing of it all uh-huh. to be suspect. So I have, are your viewers able to see my screen?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, you can see my screen.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
I'm going to put something up here.
Okay.
And I'm going to put something up right here.
This is from
one of the articles that was published on this thing. It says the unit is the group in the government that's been doing these studies. It says the unit, which is now part of the Office of Naval Intelligence, has spent over a decade discussing mysterious events in classified briefings, according to the news outlet. A government contractor told the Times that he gave a classified briefing to the Department of Defense in March of 2020, describing retrievals from off-world vehicles not made on this earth. That's a quote.
Okay.
Now,
I
submit to you guys.
All right. I will accept your submission, and I will respond, sir. My response is March was... Because I was on the road, so it was Dan. We were on the road a lot for the show.
It was pre-shutdown, for sure.
It was pre-shutdown, but that March time frame was, yep. if memory serves me correctly, when I won the $20,000 off of Post Malone backstage. It was March 10th. And here's why this was a big deal. His people were trying to get him out of there to go do one more concert date, and the media was destroying him for performing during COVID-like conditions. He squeezed in one more city, and then he was the last concert pre-COVID on Earth, got shut down immediately afterwards, and then shit got wild. And I want to say that was, March 11th, somewhere in that time frame. Therefore, if this had come across my desk when a worldwide pandemic was breaking out, I would have moved this to the side. I mean, could you put this story out to Gen Pop and say, hey, man, not only is there a disease that we can't see from China that is clearly not being reported and we know nothing about and it's killing people, but also there's an alien spaceship that we've recovered and we'd like to share that with you as well. I think you got to space these two out, right?
Well, so there's that side, and I'm going to tell you what I really think. But before I give you my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think the community, the MUFON community, the UFO community, the believer community on spaceships is going, see, that meeting happened, that briefing happened in March. And in order to cover it up,
mm-hmm.
they had to do something extreme to make sure that didn't leak or that was snuffed out. So this whole thing that's going on right now is going on because of this finding, these findings. That would be what I think the community at large is thinking. That's not what I think, but that's, I think, what the narrative is, because it does seem very, very strange.
It does.
Everybody, there's not a single person who's like, you know, the stuff that's going on today, it's normal. Like, everyone's like, there's something just that doesn't add up. We're all looking for the, well, what doesn't add up and why doesn't it add up?
That's the problem.
And so I think that the community is saying that this is all happening to cover up the UFO story, as opposed to the UFO story just being pushed aside because of COVID.
Right. So now that we have all that out of the way, John,
that's right.
I want to hear it from your lips to God's cock. What do you think? Please. This?
Now, come on. Was that necessary?
Sorry about that, John. We're lowering the bar every time we have you on the show. Therefore,
that's right.
I want to drive that job. Bar into the ground. I want to hear right. from your mouth what you think of whether or not this is some form of spaceship or any alien vehicle.
So my honest opinion mm-hmm. is I think this story is just another story in an unbelievable year of crazy stories. And if there were anything to, so I'm saying, I don't think there really is a spaceship. Okay. I think that there is a fake alien invasion or fake encounter to somehow bring people together, perhaps, or to control people, or whatever the reason is. But I'm not saying I know anything, and I'm not saying I believe in it. I'm just like a skeptic to all this stuff. But there is an aspect of the sort of paranormal community that was brought to my attention that I, to be honest with you, I was embarrassed to say I didn't really know much about it. Because I just didn't, I just never heard of it. I don't know why.
Is that the Project Blue beam that you just brought up on your screen right there? Describe that for the audience, for the audio listeners. What is Project Blue Beam?
All right. So Project Blue Beam, if you, now here's what's weird. And Mr. Holloway can attest to this because if you Google it on different devices in it at different times, you get different results. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It is very weird. So, yeah.
It's very weird.
Like it usually, Project Blue Beam, Google is so large, like it, so many people search it. It takes a lot of effort to make search results change. It's called search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. People do it professionally, but it takes an effort to do that.
Correct.
So that's why you brought it
and
up.
And funding. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of money. Yeah.
So look at this, and I want to make sure that I'm being really clear, and I don't want anybody to take this out of context. Maybe this is nothing. Maybe this is all nothing. It's a big fat zero. I just don't think that there's an alien spaceship flying around. Everybody's going to say, but the Navy's now admitting to it. But I think it would be odd if you were to admit to it now. I just think it's the timing seems awfully weird. So Project Blue Beam, if you look it up on Google, it says Project Blue Beam is the conspiracy to orchestrate a fear-based scenario that unifies bodies of people to side with a preferred faction. And then it says one world government. The agenda of Blue Beam is to reach the global scale of unifying all governments into one world, a government that would make promises to save everyone, essentially, from false flags, essentially saying doomsday scenarios. And this theory, Dan, what year did this theory come out? This was like,
oh man, it wasn't that long ago.
No, it was like in the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
It was in like the 80s. Yeah. And it's saying, and now when you all, everybody independently, we don't have enough time to, you know, dive into the extreme history, but this was a sort of theory that was brought forward. And then there were different scenarios and pillars to, here's how you create one world order. And one of them, there's a scenario A that says sponsored, coordinated global terrorist attacks. Okay. Have we seen something like that?
Yeah, we've seen a bunch of it. Blame unwanted scapegoats, it says directly underneath that as well.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, look, it's Russia, right? That's in today's context, they've been funding terrorism. Although they're technically a Western country, mm-hmm. they've been funding terrorism. That's an aberration from normal.
Look at scenario B. It says infect the world population with a rapid viral agent.
Rapid being the key word there, because that is what distinguishes coronavirus from other viruses.
Correct. Yes.
Like it then says, you know, offer the vaccine only to compliant and submissive governments.
Well, you're talking about creating a one world government, right? That infrastructure already exists. It's the UN. If every country on Earth decided to cede power to the UN in any way right now, mm-hmm. that would be the government. The UN would be the government, and the Secretary General would be the president of that government. You know what
and
I mean?
These yeah. are in these scenarios are the scenario what Project Bluebeam is outlining are the things that you could do to induce one world order. And now let me just jump down to scenario F because I'm cutting to the chase. If we just read the, hey, you induce a rapid spreading viral agent that you offer a vaccine only to compliant people and governments, et cetera. And then you go down to scenario F of this and it says a fake alien invasion.
Yeah. Like,
this thing is so wackadoodle. Like what, we're living in 2020 and Project Bluebeam doesn't seem all that crazy now.
Yeah. No. So I'm looking at scenario I on here and it says implants one World Bank credit card chip into the citizens' hands. Don't comply, starve.
In biblical terms, that's known as the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But in this, in our situation right now, I think that might be the vaccine. It wouldn't necessarily be, you and I, John, talked about this yesterday, actually, offline, but the credit card chip is a metaphor for access to society, right? So there, if you don't get the vaccine, all of a sudden there become places where you can't go anymore. And those places grow over time because people get overtaken by bigger businesses or the younger kids that don't know shit take over those businesses and change rules with progressive nonsense. That's how it happens. And all of a sudden, people who don't vaccinate for COVID are like outcasts or whatever the fuck. The way we currently look at anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre situation.
Look at these different scenarios, guys. I mean, this is, if you look at scenario D, shut the internet down, crash cryptocurrencies to bend financial institutions into submission through cyber warfare protocols.
Well, you know, I think all of that is possible,
George,
by the way.
I really do. George Soros has been doing that. Just non-digitally for years.
Yeah.
Like his involvement, I think it was in Turkey currency and Russian currency. Like he fucked both of their economies up really badly.
Yeah.
By shorting stuff and all this other stuff. Like that already exists. That's already happening.
Yeah. The wildest thing about it is, I don't know what year this is, but again, all of it seems to be happening in everyday life. And I feel like, we're currently living that now. And I think it's who figured it out first, right? I think with the COVID situation, last time you were on and we talked about conspiracies, COVID was one of them. I still have a real fucking hard time believing that it was one guy in a wet market eating a bat and then all of a sudden it killed all the old people with respiratory problems, essentially people who couldn't work in China. Or around the world, you know, doesn't hurt kids. So you can keep their little fingers going inside these shoe factories over there.
I think I said to you guys way back when this was first breaking, I think we might be in an era of the death of science.
Yeah.
Because yesterday on that Instagram post, Or whatever, it was Don Jr. and Trump and whoever that forwarded that post about, hey, you know, hydroxychloroquine is working against COVID or whatever. I don't know if they're right or not. I don't know if they're right or wrong. All that I know is that at one time in this country, you had the right to be wrong. You could have an opinion about something that was false, and you could say things like, the president is an agent of Russia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just patently false, but you could say it and that's okay. But somehow saying, hey, we're a bunch of doctors and we think hydroxychloroquine works. We think that it's a cure. I think that the words were probably wrong, that it's not a cure. I think that, I mean, I'm no doctor and all I know is the information that I can find out and the people who I'm dealing with in the community, hydroxychloroquine is being prescribed like it's, you know, out of a Pez dispenser.
Right.
Like people are taking it like crazy preventatively. And I don't know, if I were to make a bet, I bet it's at worst a net neutral. And at best, it actually does work and do something. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're wrong, but don't you have a right to be wrong? And by us losing that and saying, well, that's disinformation, man, is that a slippery slope. Like, it's what's considered correct?
Reporting your findings, even if they're small, and a 350-person sample size is pretty small, but even if they're small, reporting your findings is not disinformation.
No.
It's adding facts to the fucking debate, I guess, if you want to call it a debate, or the scientific process. You can't make a good decision without all of the information.
Correct, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. I heard, you know, the thing about hydroxychloroquine that's fascinating to me is I heard a really brilliant idea that has not been implemented. Currently in the United States, 5 million people take Plaquenil, which is the, you know, the name for hydroxychloroquine.
Yep.
5 million people. Mm-hmm. Think of how easy it would be to just get the database of people who are on it and the database of people who have gotten coronavirus and shown symptoms and just compare it. You could do this in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And say, hey, everybody who's on Plaquenil, did you get COVID or not? Did you suffer symptoms or not? And match it up. And you could tell in a snap of fingers whether or not there's a correlation.
Right. And I think of back to some Facebook posts of friends of mine who, because typically that drug does something for another disease. Do you know the name of it?
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's usually lupus. For autoimmune. Yes. So I have relatives who are on it. They have lupus. They have autoimmune. They have things.
Yeah. Well, know, lupus in particular in the United States. Yep. So people were bitching on Facebook of like, hey, people are buying up these drugs, therefore I can't get them anymore for shit that I used to take every single day and blah, 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 blah. I would like to see those studies as well. I'm with you, John, in this camp of like, all right, hey, man, why don't you just do a quick survey and see how it's working? But it feels like every day there is a new story popping up that so-and-so has a cure or, you know, Pfizer just signed the deal with the government for up to 500 million doses for their vaccines. You keep reading these things from all over the world that everybody's in phase 3 or phase 4 of these test trials. I don't know what's real and what's not. What I do know is if they came out with a vaccine today, would you take it, John, you personally?
I don't get the flu shot.
I don't either. Yeah. Like, I don't either.
I don't. This is the way that I like to phrase my answer. I don't drink alcohol or caffeine and I don't get the flu shot. I don't take anything. Like the last thing I'm putting in my body is some untested, unproven vaccine. I just, you know, yeah. I think honestly on the list of things that I'm going to inject into my body, I'm like alcohol is going to come way before that.
Yeah, of course.
Probably nacho cheese first.
Oh, you got to put that cheese in your system.
You can't get into the ballpark right now though.
No, can't go anywhere near
it. You can send them a picture of yourself. They'll print it out and put it up there.
Yeah, but they won't let you in eat some nachos with your loved ones. Here's where I sit with this UFO thing, John. I don't, to me, because of COVID and the election and everything else that's going on, I don't view the UFO thing as enough of a distraction for people to care or get interested in. Even when the Pentagon dropped that footage. Of the Navy pilots who was just like, oh, shit, what the fuck is that thing? And that clip has been seen millions and millions and millions of times of this unidentified aircraft. It was a cool story for about 48 hours, and then people stopped caring.
No one cares.
No. With this unidentified roving, what is it called, Dan? The roving spaceship?
I don't know.
The Land Rover. Whatever it is, right? I don't think that is a big enough needle mover for it to to get people's attention off the election or off the protests or off anything that's going on. Therefore, I would have a hard time believing that this came from Russia or another government who was like, hey man, let's throw America in even more chaos. Because there was a rumor that with the Roswell crash in 1947, that it was Russia who was sending things over to make us Americans think that there was UFOs about to land in our country and everything else. I don't necessarily know that you could get away with that in today's day and time. What I do think is, because I did some research on this myself, I think there was enough senators from other states who kept reporting the same thing over and over again around military bases in particular. And Marco Rubio was the one who finally said, look, guys, I've called the military bases. I've called everybody in Florida. We keep seeing the same fucking images in the skies. I'm tired of taking these phone calls from the general public. I want an answer to what these are. If we are indeed testing military planes that are that fast and that quick, or you know, to protect us, let us know. So at least I can put out a statement to the people of Florida that says,
make something up.
Yes, make something up. The problem was they could never get that answer back. Marco Rubio could never get that answer back. So finally, you know, he kept moving this up the chain and said, all right, well, is this China or Russia? Because we're seeing these fucking things all over the coast and all over our military bases. And I'm starting to get worried because I don't know what the fuck it is. And if I don't have a real answer, then nobody else has a real answer. And then finally, after a few weeks of deliberation, they came out with this story. 4 days ago, we were in Los Angeles, California. We're shooting there all week. And there was yet another sighting in Long Beach of this same exact thing. And the footage was on TMZ and everywhere else where it feels like we're seeing the same exact thing over and over and over again in all this footage now that's going on. That would be a lot of work for Russia or China to put this together without our knowledge, or if our own government was trying to trick us at this point. Is there not one single ounce of you that thinks that this is coming from another planet at all?
For me?
Yeah.
I just don't. I think the logic of, hey, there's a planet out there and some spaceships flew all the way across, just like we think about it, and came to Earth. I think that the from another planet traveling through space, entering our atmosphere, blah, 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 just to me sounds crazy. I would buy way more into, oh, it's a wormhole. Oh, it's an interdimensional thing, like something that we can't even understand.
Yeah.
Something that's like way beyond this. And honestly, like that footage of, you know, they're calling it the Tic Tac is the
the
Navy footage that was released.
Correct.
I'm a little disappointed in our government. If the same people who launched a Hubble telescope to take pictures, you know, billions of light years away, the best they can do is a grainy video of a little dot on the screen. Like, you just had an alien spaceship right in front of you, and the only thing you could get was a black and white 1960s looking dot. Like, I'm a little disappointed that we don't have better cameras.
Well, Dan, you would know the answer to that military-wise. Why?
It's just a low-resolution camera.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I guess why aren't
there's no other camera on the planet? Google Earth wasn't able to capture it.
Who knows?
Like, nothing captured this. You should be able to,
from the relative position of the aircraft and the apparent magnitude of the device, of the object, you should be able to tell how far away it is, which means you should be able to triangulate it and look through other cameras at that same time and see if something was passing through there. Yes, that is possible.
Okay.
But totally.
Who the fuck knows, man?
Who knows? But I'll go back to a statement you made at the top of the show.
Before you go back to that, I want to tell you what he's saying about the idea of a spacecraft being able to come to Earth. Mm-hmm. Right, considering how old that civilization would be and how long it would take to travel here without wormholes, or even with wormholes, we really don't know. But to think that that object would be a three-dimensional metal and plastic object like we would make is retarded.
It just doesn't make any sense, right?
It would have to be something that traveled probably interdimensionally, which would be something that we couldn't maybe not even see, much less recognize. Like, if you see a flying saucer, it looks like, oh yeah, that probably. I mean, it's weird. It's alien, but it belongs up in the sky.
But right? but at least we have half of that answer, right? So what you just said is we wouldn't be able to see it. A lot of these things
probably
it,
not.
Yes, it probably is. Not. It is barely flying in there, catching moments of it in this footage, and then it is flying away. We can barely see it now.
My opinion is the only thing you would probably see is light distortion, like what Einstein was looking for in general relativity, which is light bending around big celestial bodies and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It proves gravity, everything. I'm not going to get into it.
So here's something that I find to be unusual. Like, we are definitely in wackadoodle times. So as you know, prior to this story breaking about the Navy, you know, recently, like, hey, we've got these vehicles not of this earth. I have been saying, you know what? I don't buy into the UFO thing. I've done a ton of paranormal shows. I've seen all the video footage. I've interviewed all the witnesses. I don't buy into it. So everyone's like, oh man, Brinkus loves conspiracy theories. He's totally into this UFO thing. I'm like, I'm the opposite of into it. I'm like, I just don't think it's real. Right. So I'm not into it. Now, if someone says, oh, here's a news story that says the Navy found UFO footage or UFOs. They have it. They found it. And if I say, I don't believe that, like, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? What do you mean you don't believe it? The government says it's true.
Like, yeah. Look, I'll go back to what you said at the top of like people have stopped believing in science from hanging out with Dan for 300 or 400 episodes at this point. Mm. With how many planets there are out there. Look, and everything else going on in the galaxy.
There's we think now that there are 2 trillion galaxies.
Right.
Like because we're standing on the edge of the universe that we are familiar with, this thing looks flat to us, but mm-hmm. it should not be flat. Look at everything in the sky. It's all round because that's what gravity does. It compresses things to a center point and everything else exists around it. The universe should not be flat. It should be round. That's just math. That's how it works, right? We look at the universe and to us, it looks flat. It looks like 14 billion light years of flat space, and that can't be possible. That just like unless there's something major we don't understand about physics, and that seems unlikely at this point, that can't be possible. So what we think is, for the same reason when you stand on the Earth and it looks flat to you, even though it's curved, the curve is so far out that you can't see it. So the projection now is that there are 2 trillion galaxies, and in each galaxy there's about 10,000 habitable planets. Like, come on, man, there's life out there. There's definitely life. There can't not be life.
I agree. I agree with Dan. And in the way that because we had a guy, we had the lead engineer for SpaceX on last night on our show. With the way that we are able to send rovers to Mars and all that other shit, I just think there is other planets out there who are doing the same to us, where it's like, hey, what else is out there?
Well, let's be clear on what that means. I definitely believe in alien life. There's no doubt about it. Meaning, I definitely believe on life not here. In fact, I pray to God there's life that's not here. Because this experiment of sort of human thought and logic is like going terribly awry. If there's something else,
it's all anyway, bugs. It's all bugs on a different planet.
Yeah. It's all bugs on whatever is on other planets.
And they worked it out.
There's clearly life. Just by math, it seems like there would have to be life. Yep. But I think the idea, like you just said, hey, we sent a rover to Mars and whatever, and I can't imagine there aren't other people. Mars is very different than 2 billion light years away. Like, it's very different. It's like totally apples and oranges. You're talking about a completely different set of physics. Mm-hmm. And the linear thought and thinking, to me, is very flawed. Logic itself is very flawed. And I think that time itself is very flawed. When you think about, we as human beings want an answer to when did the universe start? When is it going to end? We believe in a beginning and an end. Mm-hmm. Why does there need to be a beginning and an end?
Because there's a beginning and an end of our life. And that's all we can, like, the idea of, I agree with you, the idea of logic, like, this doesn't make sense, so it can't be true. It doesn't make sense to you with your current understanding. That should be the real solution, right? Like, there should be a two-part question there. Yes, it doesn't make sense to me now, so I can discard that part. But am I missing something? That's a scientific viewpoint.
Totally.
And nobody takes it anymore.
Paul Davies wrote this amazing book called About Time. Mm. And it's all about the different concepts of time that have happened throughout, every culture throughout human history. I love the idea of there is no need for a beginning. There is the concept of, if we really believe in infinity, if people are like, oh man, the universe is infinite. Oh man, that is infinite. Infinite means infinite in every direction. Yeah. It means there is no beginning. So if something had a beginning, it's not infinite.
Right. There probably can't be an infinite universe though, because if it was infinite, then that means it's also infinite in time, which means all the light from all the stars that have ever existed would have reached us by now and we would never have nighttime.
We are having this discussion with no drugs.
Well, no, unbelievable. I'm on drugs.
Well, we've got wine. We've got a new sponsor here. We've got First Leaf wine. Try firstleaf.com/drinkingbros.
It's a shit, dude.
It's the best. Yeah. You get 6 bottles for $30. And that is our new sponsor. So we are trying wine here for this conversation.
You go through and drink all the wines. You write them notes back. They decide what's going to be in your next box.
Yes.
It's real simple.
It's the simplest thing of all time. And you get 6 bottles for $30. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros. TryFirstLeaf.com/drinkingbros.
I don't know if you spelled that correctly or not.
I did. I did, because I live in this world, and I've only had half a bottle of this so far. So.
Here's what I do.
How did you spell it again? I thought it was spelled K-I-L-L-C-L-I-F-F.
Well, that's our next sponsor. And that's a beautiful segue. KillcliffCBD.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. Got it on my desk. I, by the way, drink this. Dan and I drink, a can of this every single night. Yeah, and I'm back in Wilmington, North Carolina, so I have my Killcliff. We were in Los Angeles last week. Didn't have it, and I felt like I was freaking out a little bit. Yeah. There is no carbs, no sugars in this, only 15 calories. You will not piss hot for THC or anything. Killcliff is the only name you can trust in the CBD space, especially if you're working out there in the real world where you've got to get drug tested, not in Dan's world where
I do give myself drug tests, but it's more for clout.
Yeah.
I hang the results up on the wall. You know,
You have to.
Three
amazing flavors: the grape, mango, and orange. All of them. I can never decide which one. And everyone is drinking fucking Killcliff CBD and vodka this summer. I get it. It is the best on the planet. Mm-hmm. Go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off a case and free shipping. That is a very big deal. Last but not least, GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. D'Anthony, 30% off everything in the entire store if you were a member of the military, a first responder, work for the government, or a teacher. If you're a regular human like myself, a regular civilian, you get 25% off everything in the entire store. And you also get two free pillows with a mattress, which is $180 savings. All of those deals are applicable with their 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And if we're going to indeed get shut down again for a second time in this country, you might as well sleep in comfort. You might as well have a Killcliff CBD in bed and a glass of wine and call it a fucking day. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. So what happens, John, if the footage comes out in a week or so and you look at it and you're like, holy shit, it is not plastic, it is not metal, it does not look like anything from this earth, from the Pentagon. What will you think then? Will you still believe that it is a false flag?
It's gonna take
you're
a
pained
lot.
By this, by it the is. Way. You're I'm really pained by fucking pained think, by this.
Here's why I'm pained by it. Because it's so obvious to me that the narrative of UFOs is very Buck Rogers. It's very 1940s.
It is.
It's like, oh my God, you know, oh my gosh, there's a spaceship flying and it goes.
Yeah,
like it just
yeah. You can
like
tell.
This
you can tell all the original fucking spaceship models were very aerodynamic. I just want to give you a little bit of insight about how physics works. So there's no air in space, so you don't need to be fucking aerodynamic. There's no wind resistance in space. It could be a giant fucking circle. It could be a square. It could be a giant goddamn cube. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Or it can be a sail.
Oh, yeah. But some of the images that have been released look like giant rocks, like asteroids.
They just look like Tic Tacs, right? They're like little dots. I'm only pained by it because I've worked on so many paranormal shows and looked into this so extensively.
Sure.
That, you know, look, maybe there's a craft that's built by, I don't know. I mean, I'm 100% willing to consider new opinions, new information, new data. I'm not like a lot of people who are like, nope, I've got my opinion. That's it. I'm totally willing to change my mind. I have this skeptical like nature of even if footage were released where it's like, look, we captured a ship. My mind would immediately go to, gosh, you know, the Avengers looked really good too. Like, I swear New York got destroyed by a giant centipede with the CG. So,
and the moon,
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think that that's what's interesting is that this story isn't getting a ton of traction in terms of people, you know, just waiting to see what comes out. People are like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. You know, it's weird.
You can chalk it up to 2020.
Yeah,
at this
I don't
point.
See a huge uproar.
No,
at all.
No one has said fucking five words about this because they're worried about what Biden said today or Trump didn't say about COVID. And, you know, it's an interesting case study in as far as like people's psyches go, right? A pandemic is going on. People are losing their jobs. Shit is getting shut down. They're worried about their families, how they're going to pay for things, if there's going to be another stimulus check. When something is as big as an alien finding, comes into the picture, they're like, sweet, is that going to employ me? No. Is that going to stop the COVID? Are my kids going to go back to school in the fall? Do I have to hire a nanny? No. Well, great. I'm moving on with my fucking life. Let the aliens land at this point. Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like.
Dude, did you guys read about CAA yesterday?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I talked about it on Ross Patterson Revolution, where the movie and television industry is crumbling around us. And I tried to warn everybody this morning. I just said, look, here's what that CAA firing means. Here's what the rest of it means. And
oh, my God.
That's it. Are you hearing some crackling there from an alien? There it is. There it is. You're starting to believe. What is that?
How weird is this?
Yes. I'm telling you.
Do you hear
Georgia, can Giorgio pick that up? Or is he pissing for the thousandth time?
I have to log out and log back in. No, it's like all messed up.
You don't. Let it play. This is part of the show. Let it play. This is the fucking aliens tapping in, trying to get you to believe.
Dude, it's not the aliens. It's whoever's listening to us talk about Project Bluebeam.
Who cares? Let Project Bluebeam live, dude. We should name the show Project Bluebeam. Yes. Yeah. We hear it. It sounds like somebody's trying to reach out and talk to you right now from a fucking another planet right now. Yes, we hear it.
Are you guys hearing whatever interference is happening on
my
end?
We are. Giorgio, are you picking that up on the mics? Yeah. See, he's got it. He's picking it up.
What is this?
I don't know. Be quiet for a second.
I'm not kidding.
No,
like,
this sounds like Dennis Quaid in that's radio show. What's the fucking...
It's like...
What's the radio movie where Dennis Quaid comes through the radio?
This is the weirdest thing ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This, like, my computer is literally freaking out.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have to, like...
There it is. There it is right there. Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's the water?
Wait, hang on.
Do you know how many hundreds of hours I've done, and this has never happened?
Hang on. Let it be quiet for a second. See if we can hear it.
I don't know.
I mean, I heard it a lot through the last... Yeah.
I heard it a lot.
2 minutes, yeah.
It's like when we address it, it goes away.
It was like somebody trying to talk to you.
I don't know, man.
It's like when you're pounding off under the cover and somebody walks in the room.
I knew it. My wife said, don't mention Project Bluebeam.
Did she
the
really?
The NSA's coming.
It's funny, man. My wife says that shit to me all the time. She's like, dude, stop talking about aliens and shit.
Stop talking about it.
And I'm like,
don't Google that.
No, I won't. You know,
it's going to show up, but this is never... You all heard it. We have to play that back and see if we can decipher the message.
We will. Yeah. So it sounded like a voice.
It's happening again.
Yeah. It sounded like a voice, by the way, like a male voice.
This is freaky. I am not recording this, but if you guys
we have it on our end. And our sound engineer, Giorgio, he said he's got it, so it's there. There it is.
Something is...
He's freaking
very
out.
Awry.
Hang on, he's freaking
this
out.
This is super weird. This is freaking me out a bit.
So you're picking this up, Giorgio?
You know, only because it's never happened. I have like the most rock solid setup
ever.
Wait,
hang on, John.
Hello, is someone trying to talk to me?
What if he fucking answered? What if he fucking answered?
I don't know.
This is turning into like a horror film.
I don't know.
Film.
I'm like trying to figure
so
this
we're,
out. This
we're
is
all
so
hearing
freaky.
This. Like, Giorgio, you're hearing this. Like, you've got it all. This
just
is recorded.
In case it does turn into a horror film, by the way, I'm armed.
Yeah. You're
so
always
going to go. Yeah.
And just so you all know, I'm very armed as well.
Yeah.
So
this whole office.
If anybody's trying to break into my house,
yeah.
I'm armed.
Same.
It's going to go well.
This entire office is armed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really weird.
You can hear a human male voice.
What is this?
You know the beauty of it is, so Giorgio smokes weed literally all day long.
Yep.
This has got to be the greatest or worst thing you've ever heard on weed,
Giorgio.
He's
having a full-blown existential crisis right now.
What is this?
You can hear it. I thought it was Dan. Well, yeah, you can hear that voice, right?
Is it coming through my microphone, or are you guys hearing it being fed through?
I don't hear it through your mic. It's after you talk.
Yeah, it's after you talk, but then it's something else. So it's almost like it's mimicking you or mocking you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is really freaky. We need to clip this out. Honestly.
I am so fucking happy this happened. You fucking UFO denier. You deserve every single second of this. The voice that follows you.
It's the man that shows up to your house tonight.
You think the UFOs have like aliens are logged into the internet?
Yes. Trolling, like going, I wonder what Brinkus is saying.
I bet they are, dude. And they're like, he doesn't believe. Great. Let's make him believe now, dude. We'll send some shit
through his Zoom
with his Bahama background in the back.
Bahamas. I'm actually on the beach.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The beaches of Atlanta, which are beautiful.
Someone needs to run this through like a some sort of. I'm pretty good at Pro Tools. If you guys send this back, I'll.
Yeah, we can send you the audio file. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. On your show, when you were doing this, what did you do in situations like this? When you got footage that you couldn't believe?
I couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Really?
Really.
On your show, when you had footage like this on the Sci-Fi Network, right? And you had shit like this, who did you give this to? Because I'm sure you guys had a production team that would kind of fact check all these things.
We had scientists from NASA and, you know, a ton of people that we would send to, like if it was a footage of some creature, we would send it to zoologists. And, you know, if you had a picture of aircraft, we'd send it to somebody, you know, in the military and say, what do you think this is? Literally all of the footage, there was some kind of pretty rational explanation for it of like, oh, it was a group of guys skydiving at night. And that's what made it look like this. And they broke apart and it looked like it was shape-shifting, but it's just dudes with flares. Mm. And then we would hire dudes with flares and have them jump out of a plane, make it look exactly the same and recreate it and be like, all right, well, now I know what it is. So there's been no footage that we came across where I'm like, gosh, this is truly unexplainable. There's a lot of misidentification. And I don't think it's anybody, you know, I think most people just misidentify. Some people clearly put on hoaxes, and I don't know what to think of this government footage other than I don't know.
Ross claims
got something someone else has.
No, yeah. Ross claims to have been probed a number of times.
Well, that was in college.
Why are you so invested in this UFO thing, Ross? Like, you're like all in.
Because he got I'll tell probed. You is why?
No, I'll tell you why. To be honest with you,
go on.
With the way that we are able to go back into space pretty quickly now with SpaceX and everything else that's going on. And again, we had the guy from SpaceX on last night who was talking about the Starlink and the internet and satellites and everything else. I know Facebook years and years ago sent out satellites that were supposed to go to other planets, but they were like, look, it's going to take 30 years to retrieve any of that footage. I have a very hard time believing that there is other planets that are not trying to do the same thing to us right now.
Right, but radio waves travel at the speed of light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means the nearest star system to us that probably has... Well, the nearest star to us, I think, is 2 million light years away.
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be the nearest point where there would be a planetary system that had life, probably, right? But even if it was 10,000 years, that's well beyond our... But like, what happened 10,000 years ago on Earth? Do you know? Do you think 10,000 years from...
I don't know if you guys are...
Do you think 10,000 years
from
now... It was
like woolly mammoths and shit.
Do you think 10,000 years from now, people are going to know what we were doing right now? Probably not, right? So it's too big for the human brain. It's too big a time gap for us to fucking even conceptualize how long it would take to travel that far. Not just us as people. That would take even longer. But I'm talking about just the information through radio waves, through space. It would take, for all intents, for our society, an infinite amount of time.
Yeah, and look, I...
What is that goddamn noise?
I'm telling you, man.
Look at I just recorded that because I don't know if you guys are hearing the same thing I'm hearing.
We're hearing the same thing.
Transmission, and it was Dennis Quaid.
Ah,
who do I email this to?
Email to Dan. We'll put it in the show.
Here, put it in the show right now.
Yeah,
like, this is what I'm hearing on my end.
Literally. By the way, we're hearing it, and so is the audience.
I hear it too.
We're hearing it, and so is the audience. By the way, so it's not just you.
Is it completely covering your voice?
No, but it's very audible. Like it's loud enough, I would say.
I just held my phone up and recorded it and sent you the file. Play it.
I sent it to I'll play it on mine too.
Yeah, you can play it on yours, but to finish that thought,
hook it in
real quick. If other planets have existed for many, many years and they've been sending shit out for many, many years and all that other stuff, it's not beyond the realm for me to believe that there is UFOs or people trying to look for at other planets the same way we are.
They could be here, but they would be millions, if not billions, of years farther along in their evolution and civilization than we are.
I mean, so I think they are.
Their level of technology would be such that we would not be able to recognize them in any way, in my opinion.
And that's what I believe in, by the way. Yeah. So I think with what the Pentagon is saying of like, hey, man, this is not from this world. We've never seen anything like it. It makes sense to me. All of it makes sense. And I'm not... I'm not willing to dismiss it because I don't know what else is out there, and I don't have that capability.
Do you think the government's been straight up? No. Do you think like their explanations have been like dead on?
No, but I'll take it back to 1947 with the Roswell thing, right? When you were on the show last time, we were talking frequency. About frequency. That's it with Dennis Quaid, where he was the dad. We're going through frequency right now. Have you had a relative die recently?
I don't know. Did you guys play? Do you have that file? Because you've got to hear how loud
it
is.
I can't hear anything. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, it's going through right now. I can hear. We can hear it right now.
I don't know why it's not playing.
Did you have a relative who's dead? Who recently died?
There's something weird. It's very organic.
It's probably RFI, radio frequency interference.
Almost. Maybe. Maybe not. It's Dan.
Probably. Have you guys ever had this happen?
No, not once in our. We've recorded now between Drinking Bros and Ross Patterson Revolution almost 1,400 episodes. We've never had this happen one single time.
No.
So
here, I'm sending you the next file that I just sent. It's it's so loud.
Is all of your? Do you have any recent dead family members?
I mean, depends how we define recent. My dad passed away. You know, he didn't pass away in this house. He passed away in a different house.
Sure.
But you know, like almost 2 years ago.
Hey, man, that might not be out of the realm of possibility. You know what I'm saying?
I'm freaked. I'm a little freaked at this. Like, I'm telling you, my setup is so rock solid that there's no way. I have not had frequency of any kind disturb anything.
The last one almost sounded like my voice, so it could be mine. Who knows? I'm willing to listen to all of it. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I literally cannot hear you. So, and I'm not on. I'm on a hard line. I'm not even on Wi-Fi.
Brankus.
Like I'm. Like what? What could be interfering?
Your dad, dude. It's your dad who's interfering. He doesn't want you on this show.
That's the next thing. That's the next thing is I wholly believe in ghosts. In spirits and something, but I just haven't seen any footage that I find terribly compelling.
All right, Dan, you got to weigh in on this one then. So Brinkus says he fully believes in ghosts.
But
he does not believe in aliens. What's more probable to you?
No, wait, stop. You are totally mischaracterizing this. I am saying there are aliens. Alien life does exist. I'm saying it doesn't fit into the narrative that's been constructed. They're going to be interdimensional beings. There's going to be something that we can't even see them. They're standing right. Look at Dan. He's an alien. Look at him.
Technically, it's very likely that we're all aliens because one of the prevailing theories is that chunks of ice broke off from Mars and had organic material entered our atmosphere. Dude. And that's where life on Earth came from.
Yeah.
That's a pretty widely held theory. But anyways, ghosts, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
But it's nonsense. This goes back to what we were talking about with logic before. It's nonsense if you think about it in a three-dimensional world with beings like us. Like, is it just some fucking clear thing that doesn't have that dimension? Maybe. The fourth dimension would look like we wouldn't be able to perceive it at all. It would be something existed between dimensions, essentially. And
right. I would say energy can be neither created nor destroyed. Something is powering our body.
Well, you didn't say that. Thermodynamics said that, John.
Who? Who said that?
Thermodynamics. That's one of the laws, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not
trying to take credit for thermodynamics. Jesus.
Hey, I've got another Brinkus theory.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Force is fast times acceleration. It's brand new.
E equals
MC squared.
E equals MC squared. Brinkus said it first.
I might get some Taco Bell tonight now. I don't know why.
But
that just made me want to eat Taco Bell. Can you explain why that is?
Probably John's dad can. Because I think it's either your dad or mine that's popping through.
Well, your dad was the radio host.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. What'd your dad do, John?
My dad was kind of involved in outfitting the government with technology.
No shit. Come on, dude. Here we are. We've had our answer all
along. You're a fucking...
Look at this waveform of interference.
Yeah.
I see it. John Brinkus, you heard it here first, folks, is a fucking sleeper agent for the U.S. government.
Yeah, now we know the answers. Don't want us to believe in UFOs. You don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Dang it!
Come on, dude. Come on.
Does he have a really big pool?
I'm being exposed.
It's not as big as Drake's, and that's what I've heard.
Do you think there's some beef between them because of that?
Yeah, there is. it's not that Kanye's pool isn't nice. It's just Drake's is bigger. But yeah.
I see.
What do you think it is, John? What, you're playing it back over there. What do you think that interference is?
I'm going to play it back. I'm going to see if it'll play back.
Go ahead.
Let me see.
The wave file is huge, by the way. It looks big. Yeah, that's what she said.
Let me see if this plays back. Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Stand by. I don't know if it will.
It'd be great if you were able to capture it, break it down.
You
and
can't
it's
play
just,
it from your computer because a mix minus will take it out. That's a function.
Or what if it was just it just pops up as clear as day and it was Trump saying "Make America Great Again."
That would be funny. What if it was like a vampire? Like it can't see, there's no mirror reflection or whatever the fuck. But in this case, you can't hear it if it's played back.
We've had problems with our AC in this building today too.
Did you?
So who knows, man?
Don't you guys have it?
Yeah, we have it.
I have it, but my computer won't play audio right now. I got to reboot it for that to happen.
Yeah. My,
I'll forward it to you, Ross. Hang on.
Forward it to my phone if you can. Just text it to me.
You want to see the most wackadoodle thing ever? So look at this. Here, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm gonna show you guys how crazy this is.
Yeah, go on.
So look, you're gonna like this. So on the program that I have to play this back, look at this. Look at how crazy this is. So
Adidas.
Here, Ecamm Live. Look at this. Sound levels. All right, y'all can see that?
Yeah, yeah.
So you see this thing? It says Brinkus right there?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, you see the thing? It says Brinkus. That's my cell phone. That's this actually hooked up to... It's my cell phone actually hooked up to the computer. I plug it in. I'm pressing play to play you back the file. Okay?
Yeah. And it's got nothing.
Okay, do you hear anything?
It's got a...
Do you hear anything?
No, I don't.
You don't.
No.
You don't hear anything, but it is currently playing. It is currently hooked up, and I cannot click on it. I can't click on it. Nothing is playing.
Ross, I just sent you. I just texted you the WAV file, so you try it out.
All right, we'll try it out on live on air. And I will say this: this is very much like Project Bluebeam, where it does not show up when you exist. So let's see, what do we got here? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Holy shit, it's way louder on your side.
Our level of technology would be such that we would not be able to recognize them in any way.
Wow.
And that's what I believe.
That's fucked up.
So I can hear us talking, but in between, at the top of that...
Someone's there sending that signal and recording.
Yeah.
That's way louder on his side than it is on ours.
Yes.
That's way louder.
That's what I'm saying.
I can hear us, but then there's this huge, loud scratching there. That is, what is that? Is that somebody recording or trying to transmit? What do you think,
dude? I don't know.
And I'm still hearing it like faintly in the background. Oh, there it is. It's loud as shit now.
Oh my god, it's gotten like 10 times louder on my side.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Because like our voices are distinguishable in the background, mm-hmm. but also this is going on at the same time.
But it's like you can't.
Project Bluebeam, baby!
Once it starts, you can't hear shit except for the scratch.
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
Ooh,
it is the weirdest
thing. Giorgio, man, I would not want to be this high. I do not want to be as high as Giorgio right now and having to deal with this shit. We're going to call it Project Bluebeam, obviously, and then let people figure it the fuck out.
The title of this is, I don't know, the Brinkus Bluebeam or something.
It's called Brinkus .E=MC².
No, F equals MA. Oh, geez.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was anonymous, actually. So I'm curious to see what this is. Says they've been a drinking bro for 2 years, and they're nominating Casey Hayden. Casey was a Marine who could make anyone laugh no matter what your relationship was with him, whether you just met him at the grocery store or he was hanging out at the barracks drinking the night before a company run. He was one of the hardest working guys I ever knew. He didn't take shit from anyone, no matter their rank or position. He stood up for guys no matter who was talking shit. He wasn't a poster child for the Marines, but he was easily one of the top Marines I ever knew. I hear it.
Guys?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hang on. Let me get through the drinking bro of the week.
Do it.
Casey took his life early in July, and we are still trying to figure out why. He always seemed to be so happy. If you take anything from this drinking bro of the week, let it be to check up on your happy friends. They need help, too. Thank you. What if this is Casey trying to come through right now.
You.
There's a lot of people who believe in.
I believe if one of our fans were to die, and some have actually. Patrick,
yes, a lot of other ones.
I feel like if they would die, they would probably use whatever means available to them to troll us from the afterlife, right?
Yeah.
If playback. That's a thing. What?
Playback the file I just emailed you. You should have it as an attachment.
Hang on.
Ross, I sent it to you. Ooh. Dana sent it to you. You got to hear this.
Do you have it, Ross?
Yeah, I got it. What's on this one?
You got to hear this.
I will. We'll play it into the mic here. This is fucking. It's a weird show, man. I love doing these weird shows. I love that First Leaf is here so we can fucking drink through this. All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna put it right into the microphone, okay?
Yeah. It's a minute.
Giorgio, man, I would not want to be this high. I do not want to be as high as Giorgio right now and having to deal with this shit. Well, we're going to call it Project Bluebeam, obviously. And
the title of this is, I don't know, the Brinkus Bluebeam or something. I don't know.
It's called Brinkus dot, 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 E equals MC squared.
No, F equals MA. Like, jeez.
I'm drinking well for 2 years, and they're nominating Casey Hayden. Casey was a Marine who could make anyone laugh no matter what your relationship was with him. But he spent the grocery store to maintain your...
Holy shit.
Holy fucking shit.
Stood up for guys no matter who was talking shit. He wasn't a poster child for the Marines, but he really wanted to
talk. You hear Brinkus, guys? Holy wow. Shit. And it was during the drinking bro of the week who passed away.
Maybe it's Casey.
Yeah.
How weird is this?
I've got to tell you, I've done probably about 20 shows with John. On that same equipment,
that
he's on right now.
Same thing.
Nobody has production dialed in more on in the new technology and Zoom and everything else as you. This is definitely not coming from your end. We can see it on ours and this. Like you can clearly hear where our voices are and then where this noise is coming in. Man, this is really, really strange.
Really, I
think the only thing that we've had like this in the history of our show is when we did a show with the Terrorist Whisperer. And he was talking shit about Iran, and then we got hacked. We got hacked live on air.
Yeah,
And we were doing a live feed on YouTube, and it got hacked. All of our passwords,
sure
like
is.
Everything, like we have ExpressVPN, and they shut it down, and like it was awesome, but yeah.
Here's scientifically what it could be: unshielded cable that's getting RFI radio frequency interference. But other than that,
no.
It
yeah, yeah.
Be.
We've got clean audio on this side, so like clearly, whatever this is going on. Yes, dude. All I know is this. This proves everything I said today.
No.
Yep.
No.
Sure does. Aliens exist, brother.
This is why we can never have an honest debate about any title or any subject in America. Because anytime there's a little bit of evidence, even if it's fucking tangential or causal, you're like, fucking see?
Yeah.
Told you.
Nope.
You can smoke cigarettes and still be healthy,
it's
man.
It's right here,
hell
my
yeah.
man. It's right here. John proved it today. John, appreciate you proving UFOs were real today and that everything I said was true. They are trying to connect with us. They were trying to touch us. They were trying to be inside of us.
Well, you've already been proved.
You got to let them go. You got to let those cheeks get clapped.
I think it would be an honor to be probed by aliens.
Yeah.
Why would you go out complaining about it?
I wouldn't.
Like, of all the people that exist on Earth, they fucking pulled your ass out and stuff up your butt.
Yeah.
The only thing that is consistent with this noise on my end is whatever you're talking about. If you're talking about something like aliens probing and that, it just starts going off.
Yeah, whatever we've been chatting about is kind of clicked through.
I hate to admit this, but on yesterday's show that we recorded with Rob O'Neill, he and his dad were on. They were talking about how Rob's grandfather, Tom's father, haunts the house that they live in.
And leaves quarters.
And leaves quarters lying around, right?
Yeah. Now talk about aliens or something and see if it comes back.
Well... when the alien footage gets released next week, John, you don't have to fucking twist my arm to talk about aliens.
Now, he was saying don't talk about
all
aliens.
Real. Oh, don't talk about aliens.
See if it comes back. Yeah.
All right, great. Let's talk about Francis Scott Key. Racist or non-racist? Go. Whoa.
They don't like racists.
They don't like Francis Scott Key. I can hear that. Clear as day, dude.
Who are these dickholes?
They don't like Francis Scott Key. Let's go.
You're asking me if a fucking dude that lived in the late 18th century was racist. Answer, yes. 100% yes. Every single one of them. Yes.
Let's go Betsy Ross or Harriet Tubman. Anything?
Like in a fight?
Yeah. Do you got anything on your side on that one? Betsy Ross or Harriet Tubman? Does the aliens agree with them and their plights?
Do the aliens agree with them or their plight?
Yes.
been receiving DMs about your poor grammar on the show.
You know what's weird is I can write it. I just can't speak it well.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Well, this is weird.
I get it all the time.
The aliens are coming, so it doesn't matter now. We're going to be speaking alien.
Now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll be speaking whatever that is.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it is known to everyone. You guys are streaming this, and you got to post it right away. Should I disappear, it was Project Bluebeam.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great, dude. If you did, though, the ratings would be through the roof, John.
Yeah, it would be through the roof. It would be worth it for you to disappear, to be honest.
Yeah. At this point. Would you do that for us? Even if it's real or not real, just disappear.
I don't disagree with you. Like, it would be a great legacy.
Killcliff would come out with a new drink. It's got an alien head on it that says Fine Brinkus. Yeah. Hashtag Fine Brinkus.
Brinkus, he was the sports science guy who ended up disappearing while on Drinking Bros talking about Project Blue Book.
Project Bluebeam. The hilarious thing is, because I can still hear it going off in the background.
I'm talking about Project Bluebeam, and it goes crazy on my
end. Loud as shit. The beauty of it is you didn't believe in any of this stuff, and I'm really happy this happened to you on this show today.
It couldn't be better if Jesse was here. Because you can make her, you're not right, but because you can't admit that you're wrong, you would be making her eat crow all week.
Yes.
It would not be deserved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to go because I got to go ball myself in a corner.
You're really freaked out about this, by the way.
I'm freaked out that there's – well, first of all, I'm freaked out because if it is something technical,
it's not.
That means that my setup is somehow flawed, which is not good. But I'm assuming it's not something technical, so I do need to go hide.
Yeah, finally, dude. Here's what we do on Drinking Bros. We talk about stories. We make them come true.
Right. Yep.
And then we turn non-believers into believers. That's what we did today with John Brinkus. We appreciate you joining us. I would definitely find a bunker near you. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. There it is one more time. Come on, brother. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.